Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This week, between Padam Padam and Oh Mucky Bung, Ducky Ducky Boom, Back Da, I'm really willing to throw the whole fucking internet out the window and rip my own fucking ears off.
Tone after the tone, after the tone, leave your name.
Welcome back, friends. Me again. You're still listening and this is still going. Stay tuned. Eurovision, not Glastonbury. Moving and making new friends. And a call from a bath in Montreal. Worry not. Listen, I know there was an outpouring of letters and messages and mass cards for the safe return of producer Deb after last week. Oh, yeah, they'd be lighting candles here, there and everywhere. Don't worry. She's back this week with a tail between her legs, aren't you? Yeah, I can see you. At least I hope it's her fucking tail anyway. Honestly, she hasn't stopped yodeling since she got back. Now, listen, if you listen to us on the Spotify, do remember that you can give us a little star rating. Now, I mean, I'll be honest with you, I don't know what it means, I don't know what it does, except for stroke our egos, but if you fancy doing it, please do. If you're listening to us on the Apple Podcasts, how vintage. Remember, you can also hit the subscribe button over there too. And I think in some regions you're allowed to do the stars. So if you can, go on, why not? Right, I'm diving into the mailbag this week because Felicity's been in touch to say, I had to send in my Catholic drag name as soon as Scotty asked for one. Mea culpa. Very good, actually. And she's quite neat. She's a bit highbrow for this. Someone went to the Latin Mass, didn't they? Not for me. I mean, I can barely talk English at the best of times. Latin Mass, could you imagine of anything more boring to do at 12:30 on a Sunday? Annie says, re-episode 1, season 11, I'm at work trying to contain the laughs and trying not to vom. I think that's quite a fab review of ATT, really, isn't it? I think above the door we should have After the Tone will make you laugh, shit and cry all at the same time. I see no lie. Remember, if you want to get involved, you can. The phone lines are always open. We're always looking for you to get in touch and give us your gossip. That number is coming up shortly. And as ever, those reflections on the show at After the Tone POD on the socials, we'd love to read them out. Right, shall we get to it, dears?
Hiya, Scotty. It's Holly calling from Montreal. I'm calling from my bathtub. I know you like those calls. There's a kid outside my window who has a squeaky toy. And I know it's a child. It's not even a dog. And they've been squeaking a squeaky toy for 2 hours. And I'm just wondering, is it ever acceptable to yell at a child? I think the answer is no, which is why I'm calling you instead. But this is the closest I've ever been. Bye.
Holly in Montreal, thank you so much for the pertinent question at such an hour as well. Can I just get it straight? I mean, you make me sound a bit like a pervert. Listen, in some lights, yes, I am. But I don't ask people to call me up in the bath. That's a lie. I know I've done that before, but you know what I mean. I just want to set the tone just in case people are like new here and they think who's Pervy McGee in the corner. No, it's just more environmental. Do you know what I mean? It's not a thing that I fancy. I wonder if people fancy baths. I don't mean like, oh, I quite fancy having a bath. I mean like, oh, hello, Tubby. Hello, Tubby McGee. I don't know whether all McGees, they just are. Maybe they're Irish. Well, do you know what? Lucky I'm making myself love. I wonder if, like, because there's a thing called objectum sexuality, isn't there, where people fall in love with bridges. To me, that's a bit more normal than falling in love with the bath. I mean, you know, many people find themselves in a bath, if you know what I mean. Do you know what I mean when I say that? Yeah, do you know, they find themselves... So anyway, this is a tangent and probably not a great segue when we were talking about a child outside the bathroom with a squeaky toy. Listen, I think children and dogs should have toys that make noise confiscated. I think children should be told when they're being arseholes because I think we have to prepare them for life. We do. Too far too soft. Do you know what I mean? Didn't do me any harm. Look at me. Relatively sane. Never had to have any therapy. I think there are times where you can talk to a child like an adult. And I think you get great sense out of them. I've done workshops with children. I mean, who knows if that's going to be allowed to be a thing anymore. My God, the culture in which we find ourselves living in. There was a period of time where I was doing workshops with children and I had just had some of the most productive conversations I've ever had, particularly one workshop that I used to run about socialism. Essentially, we'd all draw a town together and I would propose questions about who got to live in places and who got to work in the hospital and why, etc. And it was just like a really soft, interesting way of getting children to think about fairness and distribution of wealth and for me to understand the world of which they wanted to paint. I think that world is truly far behind us. When we have got the right in the UK attacking, like, violently. Like, I mean, I look at my feed every day and I'm like, whoa. Anyway, this is an absolute tangent. So to answer your question, I don't know. I mean, there are quite a few parents that exist in this room. So maybe they've got more advice. I mean, I wouldn't know, would I? I'm great as a part-time auntie. Give me your kids for an hour, they'll have a wonderful time. Do you know, that's me. But if there are parents listening, maybe you've got devices to shut your children up. Are children annoying? That's the thing that I think. I wonder if that parents actually like their children. Do they ever just think, oh God, you're a fucking arsehole?
Hola, Scotty, después del tono. Hi, everyone, it's Ticho here. So, controversial opinion time, because we do love a controversial opinion, don't we? Loreen did not deserve to win Eurovision this year. Tattoo was a mediocre song at best. She sounds like an owl with going, hoo-hoo-hoo, tattoo, hoo-hoo, and she looks like she was about to be crushed by a sandwich press. Carrier, with Cha-Cha-Cha, the Finnish entry, was the winner. It was the one that people wanted. Yeah, it wasn't the great song. He didn't sing really well, but it's not a singing contest. It's a song contest. The jury's overvalued Sweden, once again, with radio-friendly mediocrity. Yeah, those are my words for it. I think it was rigged for ABBA for next year because of the 50th anniversary. And it's completely overshadowed her. Maybe what could have been a nice win. Like, maybe if the points were more neck and neck rather than, like, 180 points between first and second place. Yeah. Nah. Not buying it. Eurovision juries can suck my dick. Bye.
Ticho. Very strong opinions there for you, dear. I was clutching at my pearls thinking, how has this got past legal? I cannot confirm nor deny or adjudicate or any other legal words I should say if it was a rigged thing. But I'm with you. I think that Loreen, or as I like to call her, Lorraine. Come on, Lorraine. Not for me. No, no, no. I also think if you've been a pop star, you shouldn't be allowed on it. Do you know what I mean? I just think it's fair. Do you know, I was with you up until Loreen, and then when you went on to the Finnish one, I thought, I quite liked the cha-cha-cha-cha-cha song for a bit, and then I, like, started looking into his life, and all of that stuff. And I thought, no, he's just, he's queerbaiting us all. I think he's a heterosexual man that knows that, you know, the queer eye is looking at the straight guy. And so, you know, she just put on a fancy look. I think we were all swarmed into it. My favourite, actually, was your one from Belgium. Because of you. Like, proper, like, 90s housey vibes. It was delicious. And I thought, bit of voguing, very camp. She had a camp look on. I thought, yeah, she should have won it. But of course she wouldn't. And everyone was going on about that popo. But anyway, where was this turned into some Eurovision podcast? And also, the most untimely Eurovision podcast. It happened about 4 months ago. Teacher, we need to get you on a more current, up-to-date subject, please.
Hiya, After the Tone crew and everybody in the proverbial. Faggy Farmer here. Funny, I was... All this talk about moving to new places and having to find new friendship groups and start a new life, etc., etc. I moved here to glorious Mid Wales, where I'm currently out walking to the pub with my dog in the sunshine along a canal, and it's a year and a half, coming up to 2 years ago. I was quite lucky that I had been coming here a bit anyway, so I had a small group of friends in the local area. Then, very slowly, through the usual means of Grindr and Instagram, sort of started chatting to a few other local homosexualists, and started chatting to one particularly. I started meeting him for coffees and going for walks, and then it got to the point where he was like, oh, you know, I've got this big community ourselves of, you know, other gays of a similar age and whatever. Come along and meet them all. So I had to basically go, and there was going to be me and 7 or 8 other gay men, only one of whom I'd met as a kind of first date of friendship. And when I tell you, like, the nerves. I'm 33. I've been on so many first dates. I don't really get nervous before going on a date anymore. But yeah, I was really nervous. And I was messaging my friends, like, what the fuck do I do? What do I talk to them about? And they're lovely. And we got on really well. And they were all obviously nice people. And afterwards, they all kind of, you know, added me on Instagram. We started chatting. And I now feel like I've got that little bit more of a connection here. And it feels a bit more like home. And we're all going camping in a couple of weeks. Because, you know, that's what we do when you... Yeah, in your 30s, I suppose. But yeah, it's a weird one. It's a weird one. I was talking to one of them the other day. We were out for a stroll. I was saying about, you know, I'm going back to uni in September. And after that, we started a new career in teaching. And I don't know where I'm going to be going. I said, like, I just don't know if I've got it in me to do another new start. It's a lot of work and it's a lot of pressure. And it's still a very strange place to be in your 30s, walking away from a very established group of friends that you don't really have to work that hard to maintain, and it's all very comfortable to suddenly having to put your best foot forward and actually have to actively manage friendships and create friendships. Very peculiar. Anyway, see you in a bit. Speak to you all later. Big love to you all. Ta-ra.
Good evening. Now, the Faggy Farmer. You know, it was so interesting when you were talking about, you know, meeting these friends and, you know, meeting them on the grind or whatever. I thought, yeah, well, you've had it off with them, ain't ya? And it's so interesting because maybe you haven't, you know, but it's so interesting how I think, particularly in queer circles, friendships often emerge from sex. Or casual sex, or a sexual encounter, or sexy chat, or a sexy app. It's often, like, the thing that breaks the ice, you know, because if you've seen someone's nudes, I mean, you might as well go out for a coffee with them. So isn't that interesting? I wonder, questions for the room here, I wonder if it was like a hookup vibe, if those nerves would still be present. There's something here to do with, like, potential friendship. That there's a different rules at play, right? Because there's actual judgment on who you are as a person. Of course, the whole sexy stuff that comes with a whole load of other capitals that, you know, the hegemonic gay, male, white sexuality wants you to adhere to. But there's something there about, I guess, entering that space and feeling like, fucking hell, like, oh, this is me. They're going to be looking at me and how vulnerable. How vulnerable making. I'm just wondering if there are spaces in which, like, we can meet and, like, it isn't charged with that expectation. Have you met friends in places where it hasn't been charged with expectation? Because I think those moments only happen by sheer luck, right? I think about all the mates that I've got, like, good mates. I think it's all sheer accident, sheer, like, you come into contact with people and then there's just enough to keep you there and keep you talking that you stay a while. And before you know, you're 10 years down the line and, you know, she's making you do a podcast. Yes, Debbie, you. Because she's giving me a funny look. Well, I'm glad to hear that you've made these friends. But yeah, it is that thing about if life changes and you do have to move somewhere else, can you keep on repeatedly doing this? A friend of mine that I met for a cup of tea quite recently, who's known me for probably going on 2 decades now. Oh my God, I hate the fact that I'm able to say that about people. God, they know far too much. Said to me, oh, you're a bit of an upper and a goer. Chance would be a fine thing. But I think what he meant by that is, like, what's that old saying? Wherever you lay your hat, you make your home. Is that what they're saying? Ah, you know what I mean. And obviously, I've done that a few times in my life. And so I wonder, are you one of these, like, get up and goers? Are you somebody who's nomadic in that way? Or do you seek that permanence? The overarching takeaway here is, you know, you did it. You put yourself through that very nerve-wracking experience, and there's knowledge in that, isn't there, that sometimes we make ourselves feel manageably uncomfortable and there's great reward. Time for a little breather, I think, but don't go changing the channels, because still to come, a rainstorm, a limerick and some drunken optimism, supposedly. Listen, the phone lines are open and we're eagerly awaiting your calls. It's a very simple affair. All you need to do is open up the WhatsApp and send me a little voice note, please, to this number. 07 88 200 3420. Now, the British Podcast Awards have launched their Listener Award. So if you don't mind voting for us, that, you know, that would be very nice. I'd be very grateful. It takes 2 minutes, honestly. And I know when people say it takes 2 minutes, it doesn't take too much. It takes 2 minutes. All you got to do, britishpodcastawards.com/voting. That's /voting. And honestly, it would be really quite wonderful for this bunch of outsiders here that do a lot of the unseen, unexperienced labour that gets this podcast up and running every week. I think it would be just beautiful recognition to them. So if you don't mind doing that for the team, I'll make sure I'll send you something lovely in the post. I mean, that's a lie, and it's also bribery. Okay, just putting that out there. Without your support, we can't keep the pub doors open. So thank you so much to the Patreon gang, as per usual. This week's Patreon-only call comes from somebody who wants to share their struggles and tips for making new friends in their 30s. Oh, and we did a little poll over there last week, which was actually quite controversial. It was the best pastry product ever. And I can tell you, with 25% of the vote, it was a cheese twist. Have you ever heard of such a thing? Remember to give us a like, a share, and any form of validation, please, by sharing us, it, the podcast, with your mates, or just making sure that you follow us on the internet. Right, that's enough of the messages. Let's get this over and done with, because actually, there's some really brilliant shit telly I'd like to catch up with. Oh, lovely. That's one of those little postcard thing malarkeys, isn't it? Isn't that glorious? I got a little note here from producer Deb that says it's from somebody called Jen. Thank you so much, Jen. Oh, isn't that lovely? Oh, I don't know where you are. It's got rainforest vibes, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? I felt like getting the Salon Selectives out and doing my barnet. Getting that fruity shampoo from the air. Yes, please. Oh, yeah, silky smooth. I wouldn't mind if I do, actually. Oh, yeah. I don't know if anyone else got that reading as well. It was that tweeting in the background, and there was some form of running water. And I thought, oh, it's humid. It's clammy. I'll be complaining. I would be complaining. I'll be like, fucking in it hot. Do you know what? I can't stop saying in it hot. Now, there's a few reasons. One, I'm a big fat Mary. And the other is the mental tablets, because they make you overheat, apparently. So I've been trying to take them a bit later in the day. Oh, my God. All I can do is complain about how warm it is, because it's not just warm, it's close. And if it's not close, it's humid. And no, not for me. Can't enjoy it. I absolutely can't enjoy it, can I? I don't think anybody can. I tell you what I really have taken to, though. Any fat, humid bitches that are listening to this, feel free. I've taken to a frozen grape. Yes, I know that makes me sound like a middle-aged hun, but I really have. And I tell you what, oh, it don't half cool you down. You take them orally, obviously. Well, you never know with this lot, Debbie. Don't look at me like that. You know what they're like. And I tell you what, they're absolutely stunning. Thank you so much for your postcard. Do keep them coming.
Hi, everybody. It's Karis in Salford. Hi, Scotty. How are you doing? Producer Deb, everyone behind the scenes and in front of the bar and in the community centre. Hi. I hope you're doing okay. Please excuse me. I'm a bit scruffy. I've been out for a few bevvies tonight in that there Manchesterford. I've been on a date with a wonderful and interesting human being living what I hope to be my best queer polyamorous life, and coming home to a beautiful sunset. We get some good sunsets in Salford. I had a point, I probably left it on the bus. I know some of you are going through some big changes, some big relocations and other life changes you may or may not be choosing, and I'm here to say that if this is worth anything to anybody, if you told me a few years ago I would be where I am now with things I'm doing, how I'm choosing to spend my time, I don't know if I would have believed you or believed that it was possible or likely. And yet here I am making the decisions I'm making and having the conscious experiences that are available to me. And I'm so grateful that I have the community I have, where I am, and I'll find the point, Karis. Yes, I think my point is, my heart goes out to you who are struggling and lonely, because fuck me, have I been there. I, a few years ago, was really questioning so many things and feeling very, very isolated. And I'm just here to say, things can change. The world does change. I know the world is making some very horrific statements at the moment, but we're here. We're here to stay. And I love you. And hopefully things will get better. And if you need a pen pal, I'm here. Bye.
Oh, I love it when you call up after you've had a few bebs. Not you, Karis, just like people in general. I mean, that sounded like I was taking umbrage that you called after a few bebs. No, I just meant one. Anyway, I'm glad I cleared that up. Lovely sunsets around Salford. Yes, you do, don't you? Do you know why? Because there's no buildings. There's nothing there, Karis. That's why you can see the sun go down. Look at me talking with my Manchester privilege. No, I do like Salford. It's a very lovely place and the people are very nice. It's just a shame the northern. Now, now, lovely sentiment about this. Yeah, fine, great. Let's get to the real crux of this. You've been out on a date living your best queer polyamory life. It sounds like maybe these were some of the new choices that you're making. And if they were, I'd be very interested to hear about them. Sounds like it was a good date. I love knowing about good dates. It just gives me a sense of, like, happiness is available to everybody. You know, the potential. Yes, Karis, I know that it's all fine that we feel a bit lonely, but tell us who you're having it off with. That's what we really want to know. But yeah, it did sound like it's a new thing. And that's one of my favourite things about queerness and polyamory. And when we like allow ourselves space for self-discovery and space for us to listen to ourselves and try things like the Faggy Farmer, you know, you're going into communities and established friendship groups, you know, when we allow ourselves to do that with the sheer bravery that it takes to do that, I think good things happen. So I'm very excited to hear about that. I do also really love like new polyamory. There's something a bit old auntie about me that's like, ask me the questions and I'll tell you how to do it, as if I like know or I'm some like authoritative figure on it. But because so much of our common culture and so much of the cultural references to non-monogamy are so deeply problematic and othered and, ooh, look at these weirdos over here. Yes, I'm talking about Louis Theroux. Most of his documentaries that have ever touched on, you know, this quote-unquote lifestyle are often from a peculiar viewpoint. And I just love it when people say, but what about this? And I'm like, oh, well, have you tried this? You know, so any of those questions that you want to bring to the table, yes, please. Oh, Karis, I feel like I'm living vicariously through you. And what a lovely message, eh? Isn't that glorious? Yeah, we do have each other.
Hiya, Scotty love. It's Jake here. Hello, Tim, Kat, Maya, producer Deb, and the After the Tone crew. I'm November 2022, so I am catching up. I am catching up, Scotty. It's happening. But I did pick up the conversation about rainbow capitalism a few weeks ago, and then left proceeded to leave you a series of voice notes on Insta. So I thought it'd be better for us to have a conversation over there outside of the pod, unless we bring it back here. It's up to you. It's your show. Do what you want. I know how much you hate poetry, but I have written you a limerick, and here it goes. There is a person called Scotty, who we think is a bit of a hottie, but on After the Tone, Scotty will moan if your roast dinners are very soggy. There you go. Much love.
10 points. I love the fact that every time, it's a bit like having a serial killer after you. I'm not going to lie, Jake. Because every time you call up, you're like, I'm closer. I'm getting closer to you. And I feel like, oh my God, I wonder if Jake will get bored. I think that's going to be the common theme for season 11 for me. Is like, by the time Jake catches up, will Jake still be calling and listening? No pressure, everybody. Keep it engaging, okay? Thank you so much for your limerick. I would have preferred a cork. That was low. That was Debbie, don't look at me like that. It was an Irish gag, honestly. Thank you so much. Any more poetry? Do you know what? I feel like, this being season 11, I'm going to embrace some poetry. Well, I say embrace poetry. I'm going to be open-minded to listen to more poetry about myself or other subjects. Do you know what I mean? You can write them about other things as well. And you're very true. I don't like a soggy roast. Come on. Stop it. Don't be like that. Because I do like to order McGravy on the side. Does anybody else? I hate the way that in this place, I'm the one that's supposedly peculiar. Does anybody else have these quirks? Please pick up the phone. Make me feel, you know, less weird.
All right, Scotty Bab and the rest of the ITT crew and everybody else hanging in the darkness of the pub. I've heard recently that you're going to do a bit of opera, Babs. I mean, good for you. I think it's always been quite an elitist art form. But you do you. You do you. And I just wondered, now, when Pauline's feeling a bit low, I love to Google theatre fails, right? So that's when somebody's playing Dolly Levi in an amateur dramatic production and she's halfway through, you know, the big 11 o'clock number and she just face plants into the orchestra pit. So this is making me wonder, have you ever gone for a Burton on stage and what was it? I mean, back in the good old bad days, the stripper days, I've come a cropper, oh bloody hell, especially M parties. I've had nipple tassels pulled off me. I've had things inserted into me when I had my back turned. Oh, dirty buggers.
Oh, Pauline, give over. I'm sure you've done much worse in your private life. Do you know what I mean? Anyone thought you were holier than thou, the way that you're going on, you filthy mare? We know what you get up to in Wolverhampton. Do you know what I mean? There's a reason why it's an enclave. That's a big word for Wolverhampton. Yes, I am doing a bit of the opera. And, you know, I don't mind being elitist, darling, because it means scum like you, dear, won't be able to cross the threshold. Thank you. There are accessible tickets. If you do live in the Manchester postcode, you can get tickets quite cheaply, okay? Just had to put that out there because, you know, I do have a reputation to uphold, Pauline, even though you are trying to slurry. Slurry, good word, thank you. You're trying to slurry my reputation. Now, yes, I have come a cropper on stage, lucky me. I actually fell off stage at the Roundhouse and I fell off a 6-foot stage, and I still have the scars to prove, actually. Long-term listeners and viewers of me over on the internet will probably have seen that I've got a scar above one of my eyebrows, and I've got 3 like big marks on my hand. Essentially, I came out to do a curtain call wearing not a curtain but a bed sheet. It was a Wombles bed sheet, fashioned as a dress. You might have liked it, Pauline, knowing your sort. A flash of light into my face, couldn't see the end of the stage, fell off and landed into the crash barrier. So permanently wounded by the stage, darling. Do you know what I mean? I've got determination for the cause, which could be more than said than you, dear. And that's it. Quick as a pan. One of them. What? I'm always getting my arse over my tit. I don't know the sayings, but I sort of know half of them. So, you know what I mean. Listen, loads there to get us going with, actually. Lots of vulnerability, lots of honesty, lots of truth, lots of fickleness, lots of me going off in random tangents, okay? So any of that you want to pick up, any gossip, any juicy gossip you want to bring to the table, any nonsense, we're always here. It don't have to make sense. It don't even have to be interesting. Look what Pauline just said. Still gets on air. Do you know what I mean? Still gets on air. This one in the corner, fucking Fanny Adams. You let anyone on, wouldn't you? Yeah, nodding away like that in the corner. Don't pay her any attention, anybody. So all you got to do, pick up the blower. Go on. I'm going to give you the number one more time because I feel like yous are not listening, okay? And I feel like this is going to be the season of the first-time caller. Come on. Bring some new people to the party. Open up the WhatsApp. Send me a little voice note to this number.
0788 200 3420.
Lovely. And one last message here. We've got a massive congratulation to Polly Stolly this week, who managed to clean behind the toilet. And so they're pleased with themselves. I mean, that sort of shows you the level of content that we're willing to stoop to here at After the Tone. If you've got any more one-liners than that, at After the Tone POD. Listen, I'm having a whale of a time this season, and I hope you are too. Keep those audio postcards from around the world, all the different places and environments coming in, because I tell you what, they're delicious. All right? So, I'll see you next time with love from me, the gang, and you at home, listening to this, hopefully doing something nice and not something filthy. I'll see you soon.
After the tone, leave your message after the tone.
After the Tone is produced by Debbie Kilbride, vice producer Tim Bano, assistant producer Maya Miller-Lewis. ATT is a Debbie production.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's JUVEDERM.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.